Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. As a reminder, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us, and we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord's. As a reminder, we are keeping the souls on the prayer list in our prayers. And if you haven't done it yet, go and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we are thankful unto you and we bless your name for the wonderful works that you've done in our lives. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for how you touched us. You encouraged our very hearts. We thank you for strength today, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for the things that you've done for us, giving us a mind to want to serve you and to want to do the will of Christ. Help us to stretch out on your word. Help us to do what you told us to do. Help us to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give us the strength we need to fulfill your will. Help us to stand in the midst of our tests and our trials. We know that able. We know you got the power. All power is in thy hand. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Look on every radio listener. Touch them right now, Lord. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh Lord. We know that unable. We're trusting in you today, taking you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail. We believe you today. Our faith looks up to you. We are trusting in you, Lord. We know you cannot fail. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you move in a mighty way. Continue to bless in a special way. Look on the souls of men everywhere. We pray that you go into the prisons, go into the institutions, touch and bless, Lord. Save somebody. Give somebody a mind to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to turn from their way and give their life to you. Help today, Lord. Look on the youth of today. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Put it in their hearts and in their minds to serve you and to live for you and to want to be able to work for you while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work. We pray that you'll touch, Lord. Move the more, Lord. Let your spirit prevail the more. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. We pray that you go with us, O Lord, as we are about to do the will of Christ. Help us today, Lord. We're depending on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help. We can go to you in a time of trouble. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we are looking to you. We know you're able to take us through. We pray that you continue to bless us. Let your spirit bless us, oh Lord. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Take full control. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let the spirit of God prevail. Oh my God, touch and heal, Lord. Those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, touch them right now, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. We know that art of merciful God. We know you're able to heal. You're able to save. And you're able to deliver. We're looking to you, Lord. There's none other that we can look to. Oh, my God, continue to bless your people everywhere, the saints of God everywhere. Touch and bless them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able, O Lord. Oh, my God, give us the strength we need to go through. Help us to stand in the midst of our tests and trials. Help us to seek to please you. and to do your will. We realize that night is fastly approaching, but we want to do the will of Christ, and we want to be found in your word and in your will, not our will. Let our will perish. Let the blood of Jesus cover, and let the Spirit of God be there. Oh, Lord, we know you're able, Jesus. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Look on every soul, oh, Lord. Those who have taken a commitment to do your will, we pray that you will help fill the will of God. Help them, oh, Lord. Save them that are not saved. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, save them, oh, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let them fill your spirit, because we know that you're able, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to bless, and we shall be blessed. Saved, and we shall be saved. We will give thy name the praise, and we are thankful unto you for what you've done, for blessing and keeping us, taking us over the airways, and giving us a safe journey to our destination.
Yes.
Pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for every one of our radio listeners. We thank you for tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And now we have a service here, praise God, that was taped on yesterday, I believe it was. Praise God. Thank God. At this time, praise the Lord, I'm going to ask if Vandis Khadija, if she would prepare to give us a song selection. Praise God. The Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Bless the name of Jesus. As she prepares herself to come and give us a song selection, let us keep our minds on the Lord. That is Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Attempt to sing this song, amen. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child, save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want want to be. I want to be. I want to be your child. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. Save me, Lord. Glory to God when it's all finished. All said and done, we want to be saved in the end. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We thank the Lord for that selection. Now, the next voice you will hear will be that from Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Praise tune. Don't turn that dial. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The message today says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made you free. If Christ made you free, don't go back into the world. Don't go back to those things that the Lord bought you from, because God is able to take you through. Praise the Lord. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that message coming through Evangelist Cynthia. The word of God, she preached under the anointing,
yes.
And the word of God went out. I tell you, we had a time in there today and yesterday. I tell you, the Lord moved and he sent his word. And I believe somebody was touched through the word of God. And that's what we want. That's what our job is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He told us to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's what we are trying to do. Praise God. Now at this time, we're going to open up the doors to salvation. You may have a chance to call on the name of Jesus, to give that burden to the Lord, to get deliverance for your soul, to be healed from your illness. God is still working miracles. He's still healing. He's still saving. And if you fell or kind of strayed away, God is calling you back, giving you a chance to come on back to the Lord. He's giving you a chance to put on some more strength. Hallelujah. Give it to Jesus. He can work it out for you today as we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia. We pray that you continue to send your word through her. Continue to bless her, O Lord. Continue to anoint her to do the will of Christ.
Do it, Lord.
Let your word go out. Let it reach a soul, O Lord. Help somebody to surrender their life to you. Help them to give up the world. Turn from the worldly ways, seeking your face and calling upon the name of the Lord. Let them realize that you're able to save. You're able to heal them. You're able to deliver them. You're able to give them strength, O Lord. Bring them back unto you. Help them to turn from their way and seek your face. Help them tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless in a special way. Give somebody a mind to want to seek your face and call on your name. We know that you're yet healing. You're yet saving. You're yet forgiving people of their sins. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy the more, Jesus. We know thou art a merciful God. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. Say to the uttermost somebody's heart and mind. Help them, O Lord, to give themselves to you, to commit their way unto you, that you may be able to save them and deliver them out of their troubles. Help them to call upon the name of the Lord, for you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today, and we trust you, O Lord. We thank you once again for the word of God, for the woman of God who preached the gospel. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray that you'll continue to bless in a special way. Save souls, O Lord. Help somebody to give their life to you, O Lord. We know you're able today. And look on every radio listener. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch, heal, forgive, and deliver all those who may be on this broadcast. Grant their petitions according to the will of God. And we will bless thy name and give thanks unto thy name. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for how you kept
us. Thank you for your blessings.
We thank you for the word
of
God. We thank you for how you led us. We thank you for how you took us over the airways and gave us a safe journey. We thank you, O Lord. We pray that you will go with us, O Lord, as we're about to return, O Lord. We pray that you bless and keep us. Go with us, O Lord. Stand by us. Help us to continue to give thy name the praise and to lift you up in the highest. Help us to go into all the world, the gospel, and be a witness for you and tell them your goodness. Help us, O Lord, to win souls for you. We want to be a soul winner. In the name of Jesus, say to the uttermost, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone that is on this broadcast who have contributed to making this broadcast what it should be. We thank you today, oh, Lord. I pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the precious word of God that came in power and demonstration. And at this time, we're going to open the door so that if there's ministers or whoever is on the line who would like to give comments or remarks regarding this message, you may do so at this time. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And I was saying, yes, she did preach under the anointing and in power and in demonstration.
Amen.
I tell you, oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for the word of God.
Amen.
I've been in the service when the Lord has used her and spoken
yes.
through her to tell these things to the church.
Yes.
And I tell you, I would. That I could have been there, but I thank God for this recording and being able to hear that,
yes.
Her preach under the preach like that, hear that message preached again. And we do have this freedom. She was encouraging us to stand fast in a liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And we have this freedom, this liberty in Christ, and we don't want to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I know sometimes things get, you know, messed up. Sometimes we get all mixed up and things like that, but we don't want to go back into the sin that God delivered us from. We don't want to willingly sin anymore. And like she quoted, if we do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. But if we fall, we can get back up and we can keep on standing. I enjoy this word of God. I tell you, it stirred me up. Thank you. I thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the things that you want to say to her. Keep on preaching the word of God. And you got she's got to do what God tells her to do.
Amen.
I mean, man can't fault that because she's doing what God told her to do. And I'm so glad that she is because souls are being blessed. Again, say to her, be encouraged, sis. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was listening on the radio. I wasn't on the live broadcast, but I had to dial in. Praise God. Because that message really stirred me up. And I thank God. And I was thinking along the same lines of how God is making a way for her, for Evangelist Cynthia, to preach the word of God and to minister to souls. Because we need this.
Yes.
Lord knows. Many souls are being blessed through her ministry, and I want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia to continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way, let him use you. God, he has doors open for you that are just waiting for you to walk into, and I thank the Lord for it, hallelujah, and I want to encourage everyone, take the word of God in and just stand fast, stay put, don't be moved, don't be bewitched, don't let anyone change your mind, hallelujah, but stand fast in the liberty. This is freedom in Christ Jesus. Don't go back into bondage. Don't allow the enemy to entangle you, but stay free in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I just had to call in and just say a few words, but I that word stirred me up, and I thank God for it.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks and exhortations coming through our evangelist. Here we go. Is there anyone else?
Praise God. I thank God once again for the word of God that was preached on last evening. I tell you, God, he began to move. He began to make a way and open a door. Amen. Came all the way to Florida to preach the word of God. I just thank God because he's doing great things. Amen.
Right.
Let me try to stop you. God, he'll make a way out of no way. Amen. Hearts were touched. Amen. Souls were blessed.
Yes.
And God is still moving. And I believe he still has more.
Yes.
Amen. I'm looking to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith.
I intend to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free. I don't care what I have to go through, but I intend to stand anyhow, because the Lord is on my side. I'm looking to go back to Jesus when he come back. I don't want to go back to where I came from, wallowing all in the muck and the mud. Amen, but I want to be saved in the end. And that's why I intend to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Don't be moved out of your steadfastness.
Amen.
I don't care what the enemy say, what he do, what kind of trick he come with.
All
Amen.
Right.
Just stand on the word of God.
Amen.
If you unsure how to stand on the word of God, get the word and read it. Amen. And he'll teach you how to stand. The word of God said he's able to make you stand.
Yes.
Amen. I believe God on tonight.
Amen.
Just thank God for all things. Continue to pray. My strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on today. We thank the Lord for all of the remarks and the exhortations coming through our evangelists. And I believe they are stirred up. I know Evangelist Cynthia stirred up. I tell you the truth. She preached that word.
Yeah.
I tell you, it went out. That word went out. All right. We thank God, because that's what we have to do. Do what God told us to do. Get on out there on the field. Go on into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come.
praise the Lord. It's time now that we got to do the will of God. We got to stretch out on the word of God and go everywhere, every door that the Lord opened for us. We ought to be willing to go in and make a sacrifice, even if you have to deny yourself, just to do the will of God and make sure that we are fulfilling his will. So we thank the Lord for that word of God. I mean, very much encouraged through that word telling me to stand fast. I don't care what goes on, what's said, how the devil try to tear you down, but stand fast. Don't let go of what God has done for you. And we encourage every one of you to take the word of God in. And we want to say that we love you. And we thank God for how he made the way for us to be down here. I tell you, the way looked kind of slim, but God made a way. And that's what he does. He's a way maker. Like I said, Jesus is a way maker. Glory to God. I just thank him for all that he has done, for the ways he just keeps making for us, opening doors for us, blessings. I tell you, we just can't tell it all. We thank God at this time. If there's anything else or if there's nothing else, this brings the broadcast to a close. We thank you once again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. We'll be back here again, Lord willing, on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., which is oldies but goodies in the gospel. And we also did speak with Dr. Almasi, and we told her about what we were doing. She said she was going to tune in on Tuesday night to listen to the oldies but goodies. And she began to say how the Lord is blessing this ministry and how that the ministry is growing through this broadcast. And I just thank the Lord for what he is doing. Praise God. So let us keep praying and keep looking to the Lord. And we say, God bless you and good night.